Today's April 1st, April Fool's Day. I've played one April Fool's prank in my entire life. And this wasn't squirting flowers or stuff like that. That's kid stuff. I pulled a real good one. And the guy I pulled it on is on the line with me. He was a former owner and general manager of WRJ, and Tony Gazzana. Thanks, Tony.
Good morning. You know, I had to give up my ownership after that prank that you pulled.
I'm still glad you're talking to me after that. A little background. We had an inspection by the Federal Communications Commission, and I was walking the FCC guy around the building and, you know, whatever, keeping him busy and trying to keep him away from the bad stuff. You know, why don't you look over here instead of over there? You know, stuff like that. Anyway, he left. And we got a clean bill of health, but that's not what happened. We had some FCC letterhead here from our call letter change, and I got a hold of the FCC letterhead, and I printed my own letter, and I put it in a FedEx envelope, and I left it in Tony's door. And we had a young lady working here who I knew was going to look in his mail. I knew she was going to check his mail. You have to know the people you're working with. And sure enough, she went right to your mailbox and saw the FedEx envelope, and it was from the Federal Communications Commission. And you said, read it to me. And she read it, and it said, pursuant to field inspection on this date, we're going to fine you, I forget what the amount was, like $30,000 in fines. And it was signed, whatever, I made a fake thing, signature on there. And you, I guess, were having a coronary at that time, right? Because that's a lot of money.
I was contemplating my revenge.
So anyway, but you didn't know it was a joke until she read the last line to you, and it said, I don't want to hear any sappy excuses, pay up. And that was the last line in the letter. And then you knew it was a joke. But you really, at first, you didn't think it was a joke, did you?
No, not at all. And that, back then in the dark ages, that was a lot of money.
Still a lot of money. And so you got even, held, and you put out a memo to the entire staff saying we got fined this large amount of money and we're going to have to take a pay cut for every employee in the building. Now, keep in mind, this was all on April 1st. And everybody started to panic until you said it was an April Fool's joke. That was the only one I've ever pulled in my life. And it was, I had to go through a lot of work. I had to make my own FCC letterhead. I had to depend on somebody else here, that young lady at the radio station, going into your mailbox. All this had to come together for this to work. And it just happened. We just had the FCC inspection like 2 or 3 weeks before. So you knew something was coming. And it turns out we were perfectly fine. We got a fine bill of health. But I don't know what made me do it. I didn't tell anybody I was doing it either, because once you tell somebody, forget it. It's
not
all
everybody
over.
Knows.
Yeah, everybody's going to know. So anyway, every April 1st, I remind you,
I appreciate it, and I'm happy to bolster your ratings every April 1st.
Okay, and Tony made our line on our FM radio. It was WHKQ at the time, later became WEZY on 92.1, and he called it quality radio. And we have an article in the latest RAMAC magazine for the spring edition. It's called 100 Years of Quality Radio, WRJN. And I had to send it to you. I said, quality radio. There it is again. That was your big selling point for 92.1 FM. That was great.
And I sent back to you a photograph of a coffee mug that I had from 28 years ago that said quality radio.
And I still have that mug. I have that exact mug. I have all the mugs I've ever had at every radio station I worked at. I saved them all. I don't know why. But I guess in my old age, I can point to them and say, I used to work there. Something like that. Tony, happy April Fool's Day. Did anybody ever pull another joke on you since that one?
That was it. That's the best one.
Let me put it this way.
Nothing even close.
Did anybody live to tell there was another April Fool's joke?
Well, that's another story. As you know, that my family is in concrete, actually.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're doing well. Thank you, my friend. I value you as a good radio friend and a regular friend, too. I thank you very much. And you were a very good sport.
Good talking with you, and I can't wait until next year.
Well, we're going to get to you later on in the year because our 100th anniversary is coming up on December 6th. We'll make you a big part of that, too.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Tony Gazzana, everybody.